on demand.
Hi, I'm Jim Stroud. Welcome to the Recruiter's Lounge. The Recruiter's Lounge is a podcast of news, interviews, and commentary on the recruiting industry, and it was designed with you in mind. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your time in the Recruiter's Lounge. Hi, if you've been recruiting for more than 3 seconds, then you're well aware that there is a war for talent, but have no fear. You have a powerful ally, and it is called the Internet. Now, if you're not sure how to use the Internet to find resumes or passive leads, then I suggest you check out my training videos. On my site, I have the Recruiter's Guide to Google, how to automate some of the sourcing process, and others that will take you from being a novice to an expert. And maybe if you're well acquainted with search engines, they definitely will take your skills just a little bit higher. But don't just take my word for it. Listen, if you would, to a testimonial from one of my customers.
Hi, Jim. This is Norm Lieberman. As you know, I'm the owner, president of a very successful recruiting firm. I'm an old-timer in the business, been in the business about 26 years. I'm very successful, but I'm not up to date and great on the computer. I get all my resumes the old-fashioned way by calling, dialing into companies. And then when I came across your site and talked to you, I decided to buy the video that you have on how to secure resumes via the Yahoo site. And I bought that, and it was just like you told me. Very easy to follow, very clear-cut, works great, just like you said in the video. It wasn't laborious. It wasn't strung out with all kinds of technical information. You called it all down to very user-friendly material, and I can't thank you enough. It was more than worth the money, and hope you keep coming out with other videos because you can count me as a customer. Appreciate it. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
If you would like to know how to use the Internet to find resumes and passive leads online, simply go to my website, www.jimstroud.com, and click on the training videos link. It's at the top of the page. That's www.jimstroud.com. And again, click the training videos link, which is located at the top of the page. Thank you in advance for your business, and hope to hear your testimonial here soon.
Hello, welcome once again to the Recruiter's Lounge podcast. I'm your host, Jim Stroud, and sitting next to me in the Recruiter's Lounge is my lovely co-host, Karen Madden. How are you, Karen?
It's been a while, Jim. Thank you for having me on again.
Yeah, it's been a while. You know, I've been doing the video version of the Recruiter's Lounge. I don't know if whoever's listening, if you're unaware, there is a video edition of the Recruiter's Lounge available on my site at www.jimstroud.com. And just sort of check out the video versions of the Recruiter's Lounge. I think you'll see more of those in the coming weeks.
And you will never see me.
You need to be on there.
He keeps asking and he keeps threatening, but I keep telling him I've got a voice and a face for radio. It's a face for radio. I'm sorry.
That is not true. That is not true. But we're not going to go there now.
Okay.
We're not
going to
go there now.
Well, I guess you're going to have to tie me down one way or the other, but that's the only way it's going to happen.
We'll see. Time will tell. Time will tell. We'll get the candid camera, hidden camera thing going there.
So what's our passion today?
Well, you know, I had this curious call.
Uh-huh.
This guy called me out the blue, didn't know him from a hole in the wall. And I mean that respectfully, because
uh-huh.
a lot of people call me to say hello.
Uh-huh.
And I do appreciate that.
Uh-huh.
But he called me and said, hey, Jim, I'm a friend of, you know, insert name here. I saw your name, insert website there, and wanted to give you a call. And I said, okay, well, thanks. I appreciate that. And during the course of the conversation, he starts to pitch to me his product. He is selling something that he said some of my friends are using, which I thought was curious, a corporate directory. He said, if you're trying to get into Company X, I can get you that corporate directory, and you can just sort of dial and smile and make all the money you can.
Hmm.
And I said, really? He said, yeah. And I said, well, is that you have any problems selling that kind of product? Because I imagine that companies would not take too well to someone selling their corporate directory. And he said, no, it's not illegal at all. I said, oh, okay. And I tried to get him to come on the podcast to debate it with us, and also to promote his product, because I had a couple of questions about it, but he was unwilling to step into the podcast, unfortunately. So we'll have to talk about this person instead of with this person, because he opted out of speaking with us on the show.
Did you know I was going on?
He did, actually.
Okay.
He did actually know you were on my show, and
he wasn't probably too excited about that.
No, he wasn't too excited. So I guess without mentioning any names, you know who I'm talking about.
Probably. Okay, without mentioning any names. Okay. Okay, let me just give you my insight and pull on corporate directories and my concern, okay?
All right.
Now, you know I try to be ethical, okay?
And no, you?
I have made a public record. You know, I have owned corporate directories, okay? Because, I mean, I try to be ethical. I try to do the right thing. But, you know, I didn't know that, owning them could be actually illegal.
Owning them could be actually owning a corporate directory is illegal?
Oh, yeah.
Explain it to me, because the way he explained it to me, he said it wasn't illegal. I mean, so quite a few of those.
Well, let's look at this way, okay? Oh, here's the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just use a huge company, say Microsoft, or no, let's go with MCI.
Okay.
Okay. If you get one of their directories, and I'll give you this conversation I had with this individual who called me up and we were talking about ethics, and they said, you think you're ethical? And I said, I try to be, but I'm not Mother Teresa. I know, I'm sure I make mistakes. So then he said, well, do you own a corporate directory? And I said, yeah. He said to me, well, do me a favor, open up one of your corporate directories and open it to the first page and tell me what you see there.
And what did you see there?
Oh, a huge copyright. Not just a copyright, but property and owning, and it says in there, owning one or holding one or even having it is illegal because it's the property of that particular company. And I was like, wow, you know.
So just having it in your possession, you're breaking the law?
Well.
So like having marijuana in your possession?
Well, it's kind of like, okay, let me see. This directory is the property of ABC Company. I'm reading one right now. I had information from my website, okay?
Okay.
It is published and distributed for ABC internal use only.
Mm-hmm.
Destroy obsolete copies of this directory by shredding, burning, placing in a security container, and one should not own it, and please return or to sender.
Hmm.
To owner, sorry.
So that's listed inside of the directory.
Well, most directories, especially corporate directories, will have that wonderful little disclaimer on there. Okay, they will say basically owning one of these is basically illegal, right?
Right.
And so then the thing is about, for example, even online lists. So I decided to say, okay, so I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't know this. And I like to practice what I preach. So
sure.
I try to make sure I deal with this on an ethical way. But I thought about it too, and I was thinking, you know, I was reading one of the recent laws that had come up in, say, for example, Denver, and they were talking about what's business information. If a company says, like, for example, calling into a company and saying, hey, can I have the name of John Doe, or can you tell me who your sales manager is? And they say, we can't give out that information. What are they doing? They are filtering calls, and they're protecting the privacy of their directories and their information.
Hmm.
Okay? Right?
Okay. Right.
So generally, for example, to these corporate directories, they'll have will have these little logos and stuff on there that says, hey, this is confidential and proprietary information of such and such a company. So, for example, holding a corporate directory would be also like getting information about a company's business process.
Really?
Yeah, it's basically it's like the same kind of thing. If they say this is confidential, if they put a stamp that is confidential, it belongs to the company, it is the property of the company, and that you should not have this information, or you should destroy, then that means you should not be holding on to these corporate directories. Well, then selling them means they're selling stolen property.
So to do like maybe a Coca-Cola analogy, it's sort of the equivalent of selling the secret formula of Coca-Cola?
Is it on that level?
Or?
I mean, well, the way the FTC talks about private and confidential information, okay, they say is the company has to have proven that they're keeping it, trying to keep it private.
also the burden's on the company to put the little couple of lines on there saying it's confidential. That's
right.
All the company has to do.
Absolutely. And also they have to also make sure that they don't have this stuff just lying around. And they have to make sure that their employees know that this is information is private, okay? So, for example, non-disclosure information. So
mm-hmm.
let's say for a person, let's say I as a recruiter contact, say you, okay?
Yeah.
And say you were working at Google, right?
Yeah.
And I said, hey, can you send me Google's company directory?
Hmm.
And you probably would have signed, before you came on with Google, a little thing that's a non-disclosure and confidentiality agreement, right?
Sure.
Well, that confidential agreement will also apply to that directory.
Really?
Yeah, because that's property of them. It's property of the company, right?
Mm-hmm.
The property says it's confidential. When you call into Google and you try to get past the secretary to find out who the sales manager is, she's not telling you.
Right.
You can't go in and dial these numbers at random to try to find out who is Joe Blow or, you have to kind of, like, do a little spiel to try to get around that.
Yep.
So that means that you're gaining access to, and you're also helping person, first off, break the law because you're making them break their confidentiality agreement by asking that question.
So just for clarity's sake, asking someone for the corporate directory.
Yeah,
or having the corporate directory in your possession is a no-no.
Well, it's like buying a stolen TV. You didn't know it was stolen. You got a plasma TV. Somebody comes up to you and says, I'm going to sell it to you for $100. You didn't know the guy stole it, right?
Right.
But...
Okay, so it's a matter of you didn't know, so you're not in trouble. But if you do know, now you're liable.
But what's going to happen for you owning that plasma TV that's stolen anyways? What did the police say? Sorry, just because you didn't know, the ignorance isn't going to be part of the law, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be a person could, you could tear out that front page that says this is the property of. Sure, but it's kind of common sense to know that if you call into a company that information is top secret. Anyway.
Well, let me ask you this. Well, what if... somebody sells directory or somebody publishes a corporate directory in a book, which is actually, I won't say it's a moot point because everything is electronic now and things there are other security measures companies are doing now to protect people calling in, which makes, name sourcing all the more trickier. But what if a company produced a directory and that legalese, for lack of a better term, is not there? Print it fully on the front page. I mean,
I doubt it's not going to be because, in fact, this is an interesting question that happened on LinkedIn just recently, okay?
Mm.
This one company had a recruiter who happened to infiltrate their gate and get a pretty much almost everybody's list of a lot of their employees.
Right.
And it was a very interesting question, too, and answer. And this woman said what their company did to help fix the problem was to go ahead and get every one of the company directories and put a stamp on there. And actually, here's a really interesting, I just found another, XYZ Company Restricted. This is directory, it's the property of XYZ. It is published and distributed for XYZ internal use only. The information may not be transmitted, modified, copied, reproduced, republished, uploaded, posted, transmitted, or redistributed without the permission of XYZ. So in a nutshell, company directories are protected, copyright, trademarked, and other intellectual property laws fall under it.
All right, let me play devil's advocate here because I know someone's probably listening going, well, I haven't been caught, so
yeah,
why
exactly.
Stop doing it?
So, well, that's just it. But the thing is, what happens if you're talking to that person on the phone one day, okay?
Yeah.
You know, everything is now everybody's being electronically ghosted by their employers, right?
All right.
You know, I mean, it's like every keystroke form is pretty much being logged by large companies, right?
Mm.
So say, for example, you're talking to a recruiter and you guys are getting lax, you've been talking for a while, and he just happens to call you at work, right?
Yeah.
And it just happens that you said, yeah, and you agreed to it at work.
And so it happened I agreed to let somebody call me at work about another job?
No, agreed to giving the directory.
Oh, well, they talked me out of giving them the directory?
Yeah, and it just happens that was the day that you got, they were listening to your conversation.
That is so far-fetched that would happen on a particular day. But I see what you're saying, though.
I mean, you never know what can happen.
That's true, you never know, but I think that's a...
sending back to an email and saying, you know what, I tried finding a company directory, but I couldn't find one that's recent.
Right.
I mean, and another thing is, let's talk about getting lists offline. I also read that this is the getting a list offline is also a criminal act because they're not public domain, even if you find them online. Because most of them you have to have, especially if the person has to have a membership, paid or not, to access that list. If you obtain the list and republish and download without the owner's permission, or individuals will compromise their employment contract. Of course, we talked about that.
Well, I mean, these are California laws. They don't extend
nationally. These are laws. Look at it. Let's say even your AT&T telephone list on the internet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go on your AT&T telephone list that you want on the internet. It's gonna and then hit the word that says privacy. If you go to any site. Any kind of, like, say, for example, any BOMA association or this association or that association, and they may have a company directory list, right?
Yeah.
But if you go to the word privacy at the very bottom of the site, this is not California law. This is federal law.
So
that's what you will see. It will say this information is private. It is for the use of the membership only. Should not be redistributed, not marketed, not sold. Even LinkedIn has these type of products.
Okay. Well, let me bottom line it then for people who are nervous and scared and just not knowing what they're going to do because this is just their way of doing things.
I just threw away
mine. All right. Karen suggests you throw it away.
That's me. That's just me because I'm paranoid. What can I say?
Okay. Well, the thing is, if you find it online, if it says on there this is private, confidential, then it's best just to stay away from it.
But also, we've got to look at harvesting, too, by the way, Jim. If you're getting information off the internet,
right. Okay,
then you start putting it in, you're harvesting.
Okay? Harvesting in that you're finding information, but you're stockpiling it for later use?
By the way, and the government also has issues with people who sell or create and sell cell phone lists and directories as well.
So if someone goes online and they use, say, one of your favorite companies, Jigsaw, and they pull out some information and build a list, and they decide to sell the list based on names they found in Jigsaw, they could get in trouble if they're busted?
They'll get in trouble with just Jigsaw alone. I mean, even Jigsaw has a privacy policy about that, even though people don't use it. But even Jigsaw has a privacy
policy. That was a recent addition, wasn't it? That wasn't
always. I have no idea what they're – I don't keep up with them anymore.
Okay.
They're just – they make my teeth on edge. I'm sorry, okay? They do bring my teeth on edge because, I mean, I didn't give anybody my card to go put on Jigsaw, okay?
Hmm.
You know, that's why I don't even give up my – if I give a card up, I'm putting a disclaimer on the back.
So on the back of your business card,
I'm writing information on the back not to be sold, transmitted, or forwarded to anybody else.
You do that on your business card.
I am writing it. I write it out. If I don't know you and I don't trust you and I think my information is going to go on Jigsaw, I have already told Jigsaw, if I get my information on there, I'm not going to be a happy gambler.
You know that there are people out there saying, Karen, you're overreacting. That's just a bit much to write a disclaimer on your back of your business card.
I have 300 emails coming into my mailbox a day. I don't want nobody spamming me. I don't need any more spam. I got enough, thank you. And I definitely don't need my information sold. Because, I mean, who uses Jigsaw predominantly? Our telemarketers. And I definitely don't need a job because I own my own company. So recruiters, leave me alone, thank you, okay? And I really appreciate it, but, and I definitely don't want telemarketers calling me up all the time. And I definitely do not want any more spam.
If anyone has any comments or would like to rebut any of these comments, feel free to send me an email. You can reach me at jimstroud, that's JIMSTROUD, at jimstroud.com, and put in the subject line, Karen is paranoid. And I will know exactly what email.
Oh, I bet you're going to get so many of them. Hey, you know, but I'm not the only one who's doing this, and that's the beautiful
part.
Well,
that much is true.
I mean, it's true because there's a lot of people who say, look, my property, my information, my personal identifiable information. And by the way, just to give an FYI,
right.
You know, Canada just created a law about, I can't remember if it's Ontario, one of the states in provinces in Canada just created a law in regards to this.
In regards to selling.
If a person gives you a business card, you just can't go ahead and sell the information.
Canada has a law that says you can't sell some business
cards. One of the provinces in Canada.
So if I go to a networking event in this province somewhere in Canada, and I get some business card, and then I decide to put it on Jigsaw or sell it to some outside vendor, I want to just keep picking on Jigsaw. I have nothing personal against Jigsaw,
So
let me just clarify that. But just say I just sold it to some other company who in turn sells that information to other people. Then I've broken the law in that Canadian province?
Yeah.
Okay, now do you see that as something that could catch on to the entire world one day or just in that little tiny...
Well, Europe already has safe harbor laws. Yes, why do you think you don't see a lot of British people on many of these sites? unless they put themselves on there. In Britain right now, you cannot transmit information without a third party without letting them know or asking them. Britain and most of Europe actually has some of the strongest safe harbor internet laws, and that is one of the most important conversations I've seen just recently.
Well, I know in Europe, I can't think exactly where, but I know like if you submit a resume to a company, they can only keep that information for so long.
That's right. You can only keep it for so long, can only stay in your database. It must be for a valid job. It must be for official. And there's a lot of these things, but that person also had to have permission. If it's found out that that person did not have permission to have that information in there, then you're in big trouble.
Well.
So, yeah, I mean, it's already caught on in Europe. America's the only one who's kind of staying stalemate on this. But the protection of people's privacy, I mean, if you look at how big identity theft is,
yeah,
in this America, and if you look at the issues that have come about in regards to personal privacy, and then also the issues of spam, I mean, spam has just grown like nobody's business.
That's true.
And not to mention, too, a business card has a cell phone number on it.
So you should insert some dramatic music right there. Okay, you know people are going to listen to things like, Karen, you're paranoid, you're taking it too far.
Yeah.
But that's the reason why you have the reputation of the ethics queen, and that's why you're so loved online by so many recruiters and sources who do these things that you tell them not to do.
Oh, I'm not telling you not to do it.
Just don't get caught.
I'm just saying if you're not aware of what you're doing.
Yeah. Okay.
And if you're going to be publicizing that you're doing it, I would say I wouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, that's true. And
I mean,
a lot of people do publicize that. That's
right.
Sure.
I mean, it's one thing to go ahead and do what you want to do. This is the freedom of America. I'm sorry we're interrupting here, but freedom of America, you have the right to do whatever you want, except you'll get busted for doing it if you do get busted.
Well, that could be anywhere.
Right. Well, that's true. But in free America is that you basically have the right to do whatever you want. It's called freedom, right?
Yeah.
We have freedom here in America. That's what everybody's so proud of. Thing is, there's laws to protect people from being hurt by people doing whatever they think they can do. So I just like to say, if you want to do whatever you want, more power to you. The problem is, my suggestion, I would not advertise it on the internet. I would not talk about it on the internet. And personally, I would suggest it. Maybe, you know, you never know if that's the email that might be monitored, that's the phone call that might be monitored, that person might squeal like a pig when that one day and said, I did it, I didn't know, you know. You never know what could happen.
And with that last little bit of knowledge and paranoid warning.
Hey, I know some losses here, but recruiters have been busted, by the way.
We'll leave it at that.
Okay.
This is good. We haven't done podcasts in a while. We're doing a video, but we'll do more.
Okay.
We'll do more. And hopefully,
no video.
Hopefully, when you next podcast or video cast, you'll see Karen, and she won't be happy because she's on camera, but we're going to get on there eventually. You're going to be down at SourceCon, so maybe I can get you there. You're going to be at SourceCon speaking.
You're going to have to, you and Amy Bass will have to tie me down.
Oh, my goodness. Well, if that happens, that'll happen at SourceCon later on today. Well, not later on today, later on in the year. I'm excited about SourceCon, too, by the way.
I cannot wait to see you and Amy and Glenn and all the other people like there. Like Rob, I've got to meet Rob McIntosh.
Oh, yeah. You know, another good thing about SourceCon, I'm shamelessly plugging because I'm the MC of SourceCon, so let me just put that disclosure out there. But one thing I am excited about, in addition to being MC, is that I've been writing this paper called The History of Sourcing,
mm-hmm,
that's been sort of circulating the web and so forth.
Are you going to talk about that at SourceCon? Did you hear, by the way, I called your show up, by the
what?
Way. Okay, but are you going to talk about that at when you're emceeing?
You know, I may, because a lot of the people attending SourceCon are people that have been profiled inside of the history of sourcing. You know, and it's been going on a lot longer than the past 10 years that I've been involved with it. I've been
it's
sort of surprised.
It's going back 30 years or so, actually.
Well, yeah, it's going back a while. So, and some of those, some of the original sourcers, or the OGs, the online gangsters, we're OG, will be.
The original gods, okay, we heard it, the original gods and goddesses.
Will be at the SourceCon thing, so I'm excited about that. But let me. I'm running on, I'm rambling, you know I do that sometimes. So
oh, that's okay, though, this is good stuff. I mean, I'm really excited about going to SourceCon. I mean, the only thing that ever looms over is like, who are they? But you know,
oh, wow. You know how many emails I get from people asking me who's behind SourceCon? That video I did? Now, people who don't know, I put a link to this podcast But if you don't see it, if you're hearing this in your iTunes or something, go to jimstroud.com, click on the archive section, and look for the link that says who is behind SourceCon. You know what I'm talking about when I say people have asked me who's behind it after seeing this video.
But, you know, I still have a question. What does it matter? I mean, seriously, what does it matter? I mean, it's look at the people. Look at the lineup that's going to be there.
They have a pretty much A-list of folks out there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised that I was asked, and I'm appreciative. I'm going to be talking about OS, the OLCCP.
You know what? I cannot think of anyone else who should speak on OLCCP but you.
Well, you know, in fact, I was just talking to the Fordyce letter about that, and they said, yeah, they thought that I was pretty talented in that area. I am very flattered about it. You're right. I do know about the OFCCP, and I have been working with them and a lot of talking to them quite a bit. But I was, like, really flattered. I really wanted to speak on the Ethics Committee panel, of course. But
you know what you should do? When you get up to say, I'm talking about OFCCP, and I'm going to yell out, yeah, you know me.
Yeah, maybe I should definitely go out there. You know what? I should have my little phony, well, I guess taking phony guns might not work. You know, I was going to take some phony guns, pow, 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 you know, cat guns, you know. That might not work, right?
No, might not.
How about the judge, the gravel, and the judge and jury kind of thing?
That might be funny. That'd be funny.
Never know. But anyways, Jim, it was a total, this is going to be fun. I mean, and it was a total compliment, but I think this is going to be amazing. And I keep hearing people like going, well, who are they? Who are they? And I'm like, well, what does it matter? Look at the lineup.
Yeah, it's cool. I think it's really slick the way they're marketing it. It's really nice.
Yeah, and
really
I don't think it's that expensive compared to other ones I've seen.
No, you look at all the people. You look at all the people that are in it. Yeah. You probably could pay $20,000 easy just to hire them for consulting one-on-one easy.
For 3 days, especially.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean for sure.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to it. I cannot wait. And Atlanta, I'm going to Atlanta.
And I tell you what, anybody who comes to SourceCon in Atlanta on that September 11th, bring a camera and take pictures, and maybe we can get her on the video that way. Let me run on. I got another thing I got to go to. Well, Karen, thank you for being in the Recruiters Lounge once again.
I totally loved it, as usual. Thank you for having me.
No problem.
Well, that's it for this show. You've been a wonderful audience. If you like what you heard, love what you heard, or just plain hate what you just heard, let me know. Your feedback matters. You can reach me through my website at jimstroud.com/podcast. That's jimstroud.com/podcast. So until next time, I'm Jim Stroud, and you're not.
Radio, Talent Zoo.
Innovative audio on demand.